Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Ekev, Moshe continues the last speech of his life. It's not just Parshas Ekev. All of Sefer Devarim is Moshe's final speech as he prepares his nation to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And in Parshas Ekev, Moshe warns Bnei Yisrael that they will experience wealth and relative comfort in Eretz Yisrael, but they will have to make sure that that comfort not lead them to forget that it was Hashem who gave them that wealth. It was not their powers, their talent, etc., but it was all Hashem. And in that context, Moshe says the following. We'll begin in Perek Chet, Pasuk Zayin. Moshe says that Hashem is bringing you into a good land, Eretz Yisrael. It has brooks of water, springs, etc. And in Pasuk Chet, Eretz Chita Uso, Rava Gefen Utein Avrimon, etc. It's a land of wheat and barley, Shemen Udvash, great produce, etc., etc. Pasuk Yud, V'achalta V'savata V'irachtat Hashem Elokecha. Eat and be satisfied and bless Hashem. And then beginning in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Moshe says, be careful. Don't forget Hashem with all this comfort. And then Moshe says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Uvekarcha v'tzoncha yirbiyun, v'chesef v'zahav yirbelach, v'chol asher l'cha yirbeh, when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your money is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, with all that, says Moshe in the next psukim, you may forget Hashem. Be very, very careful. And they're very powerful words. However, we have to ask a basic question. What exactly is Moshe warning Bnei Yisrael to do? What can they do to ensure that their wealth does not get in the way of their emunah in Hashem? Is Moshe saying, God forbid, that every wealthy person doesn't believe in Hashem? Of course not. Chas v'shalom. So what exactly is Moshe telling Bnei Yisrael? This question is asked by Rav Zalman Sarutskin, who died in 1966, and he answers the following beautiful idea in his Sefer Oznaim LaTorah. Rav Sarutskin connects the pasuk we just read. Again, in Perek Chet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'chesef V'zahav Yirbelach, V'chol Asher L'cha Yirbeh, regarding having too much cattle, too much sheep, too much money, Rav Sarutskin connects this pasuk to a pasuk in Sefer Shmos in Mishpatim. In Perek Chaf Bet, Pasuk Chaf Dalid, the Torah there discusses the sin of lending money with interest. But the Torah there uses the expression, Im kesef talves ami, if you lend money to any of my people, then don't charge interest. But the Torah again uses the expression im kesef talves. Very strange terminology. It makes it seem like we have an option if you lend someone money. But we don't have a choice. We have a mitzvah. You must lend money to a fellow Jew. So what does im kesef talves mean? And Rav Sarutskin says that the expression means im ata ro'eh sheyesh lecha kesef yoter michadei tzarkecha, if you see that you have more money than you need, then you must lend money. In other words, says Rav Sarutskin, every single one of us must look at how much material wealth we have and how much we need, how much we really and truly need. Once we do that, we will, Baruch Hashem and Be'ezus Hashem, we will see that we do not need everything we have. But that process starts with im. If you get to the level of selflessness that enables you to recognize that what you have is not only for you, then and only then will you be able to lend to others, to give to others. When you realize that what you have is not only for you, but it's also for others. And Rav Sarutskin says that that is what's going on in our psukim as well. It's what the message of Moshe Rabbeinu, the giving to Bnei Yisrael in our pasuk, when he says, V'chesef v'zahav yirbeh lach, v'chol asher l'cha yirbeh. If your cattle, your sheep, your money, if everything you have is for you, V'chesef v'zahav yirbeh lach, v'chol asher l'cha yirbeh. Yes, if everything you have you think is for you, then there is a real fear that the rest of what Moshe says is going to come true, God forbid, then there is a real fear that your heart will become haughty. There's a real fear that you might forget God, God forbid. But when will there not be a fear? When we have money, thank God, absolutely. I mean, it's Hashem. Nothing wrong with that. When we have gold, when we have silver, when we have cattle and sheep. But we realize that it's not only for us. When we use the gifts that God gives us, not only for us, but for others as well. When we use our material resources to give tzedakah, to lend money, to open our home to guests. When we lend people our car, when we lend people other things, etc. Then it's not v'chesef esahav yirbelach. That's kesef esahav for us and for others. And that's when we can make sure that we will chas v'shalom not forget Hashem. May Hashem bless us all with all of the material resources that we need to serve Him. And may we also be blessed, God willing, to recognize that it is Hashem who has given us all these blessings, and not just for us, but for us to share with others. Have an amazing day, everyone.